Over her 27-year career as a U.S. diplomat, Patricia McArdle served in Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe. But it was her last assignment in Afghanistan that inspired her to write about what she had seen and encountered. Instead of a memoir, though, she decided to write a novel.
There were people that I had met, people that I had worked with. I couldn't really use their names without compromising their safety and the work they were doing in Afghanistan. So I thought, what if I could write a novel, but conveying all the things I wanted to convey in that memoir? And I created fictional characters that are composites of people I knew there, people I met. Some of the incidents are based on real incidents that happened to me. Others are incidents that happened to other people. But I think that I was able to be freer to express my opinions, sometimes through the voices of my characters.
Farishta tells the story of Angela Morgan, a mid-career female diplomat who overcomes personal tragedy and discovers a new life and a new sense of purpose. After losing her husband in a terrorist bombing in Beirut and years of dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, she's forced to choose between early retirement or assignment to an isolated British Army compound in northern Afghanistan. At the small camp in Mazar-i Sharif, she receives a cold welcome from the British soldiers and from Rahim, her young interpreter, who makes it clear that he is not pleased to be working for a woman.
What I tried to capture in Rahim was this clash of cultures, because he is an educated young man and he wants to be a modern person in the modern world, but he still has this very male-dominated culture that he has to struggle against. So with his relationship with Angela, I try to deal with it in that way. And then when he begins a romance with Niloufar, he's also dealing with a very Western but Afghan woman. And I hope to portray the struggle that I saw some young men facing.
Niloufar is a law student. McArdle says the character portrays the struggle she saw young Afghan women facing.
When I first arrived in Afghanistan, my first view of Afghan women as we were driving in an armored convoy from the airport to the embassy in Kabul was women walking along the street in the blue burqas. But I began, after I was there for a while, I began to meet some women who were doing very brave things. I met women lawyers, doctors, who were trying to help other women in their society, and some of them were really taking great risks. And I was so impressed with what they were doing. Now, I did see a lot of women going to school, and I met school teachers who are trying to educate women, which was very impressive.
However, she says Afghan women still have a long way to go to improve their legal, economic, and social status and be part of their country's future. Several scenes in Farishta mirror McArdle's experiences working with Afghan communities to improve their future. In the novel, Angela notices that children spend their days gathering firewood for their mother's cook stoves. She shows them how to fashion a solar cooker, which is what McArdle once did at a meeting with local officials in an Afghan village.
I built a little solar cooker out of a cardboard box and aluminum foil. I set it up in a village where we had a meeting. I poured a liter of water into a pot, put the cooker on the ground, pointed it at the sun, and went into the meeting. We were in the meeting with the district governor for about an hour. We came out, the pot was boiling, and they were very interested, the men, in using it to make tea. And they said, "We have cardboard in our village, but where do you get that shiny paper?" And they meant the aluminum foil. While I was thinking of an answer, one of the men pulls his cigarette pack out of his back pocket and lifts up the foil. He said, "We could use this, couldn't we?" And I said, "Yes, you could." But I was amazed at the instant technology transfer that had taken place.
Since returning from Afghanistan, McArdle has become an advocate of sustainable, renewable energy and a promoter of integrated solar thermal technology. She's also joined Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's new Global Alliance for Clean Cookstoves initiative. McArdle says these simple technologies should be embraced as Afghanistan rebuilds. Afghans, she adds, should be encouraged to maintain their traditional techniques and develop strategies that work for them.
I saw when I was in Afghanistan the traditional Afghan buildings in the countryside. It's a building technique called cob. It's mud and chopped straw. Some of the buildings there are hundreds of years old. They have thick walls. They're warm in the winter. They're cool in the summer. These buildings are built by Afghans. They can be repaired by Afghans. They don't require any outside assistance. It disappoints me that our construction is required to follow international building codes, so we're bringing in cement and cinder block and putting up buildings that require generators to run ventilation systems, because without those ventilation systems, these buildings in the winter are too cold and in the summer are too hot. I would like us to see focus more on traditional Afghan building, helping them maybe make some slight improvements, but letting the Afghans use their own techniques to rebuild their own country.
That's the hope and the message retired U.S. diplomat Patricia McArdle is bringing to larger audiences through her advocacy work and her new novel. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.